I'm Caroline.
I'm Jess.
And we're reviewing Severance.
Coming up next.
Severance follows a fictional workplace called Lumen, and they invented a procedure called the Severance Procedure, which basically separates your work life from your personal life. So every single time they go into work, they have absolutely no memory of what they are like on the outside world, and which causes a lot of issues, wouldn't you say? And part of the reason I love this show so much is just like the talking about it and the hypotheticals and just like asking about it. So what did you think of season two?
I really liked season two. I had a lot of fun. I didn't like it as much as season one. I will say that.
Okay.
I will say that. I think that maybe part of it is how I watched it. Mm-hmm. I binged the first season, and then this one I watched, weekly mm-hmm. as it came out. And it was just because of that. But the pacing felt a little bit weird to me. It was kind of bouncing mm-hmm. around a little bit, but ultimately, like, it is a great show, and it's so well written, and it's mm-hmm. so well done.
Like, even if, like, an episode of Severance isn't the best thing, like, a mediocre episode of Severance is better than most good episodes of TV on right now, I think. Because it's just, like, so artistic, and especially, it's on Apple TV, which is why most people haven't seen it. If it was on, like, Netflix, I think it would have taken the world 100%. By storm, like, the first season, like, Stranger Things-esque. But Apple TV is just, like, so much money, because that's not their main like source of income, obviously, so they just throw money at it, and it's wonderful, and you can totally tell, like, the sets, the production design is just so fun. So what are your favorite character arcs?
So like, obviously this season was very focused on Mark and Hallie.
Yes.
It was like a lot less, the first season Irving was my absolute favorite mm-hmm. for sure, and he kind of got put on the back burner this season, which I was a little sad about, but mm-hmm. I understand why they did it. I really like Mark. I think it's so interesting, like, seeing who, I mean obviously, like, the whole point of the show is it's two separate people, but it's not really two separate mm-hmm. people. And I really like the route that they went with, like, just him and, like, being in love with two different women mm-hmm. and having two different, you kind of watch the show and you're like, okay, like, it's still the same guy in the end, mm-hmm. but really, like, the two different versions of him are so different.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, being able to see that in the finale, the mm-hmm. the best season of this whole episode, 100%, was when you see him, he's in the cabin and he's videoing mm-hmm. himself talking back and forth, and you can mm-hmm. see, like, the innie and the outie having this conversation together.
That's so cool. And then is the outie is, or no, the innie is lit by orange light, the fire, right, on the inside, I'm pretty sure? The cool lighting is the outie. The reason I'm wearing blue is because the show has a very strong visual metaphor in the blue and the red. The cinematographer said that anytime there is any hint of red lighting, that means that there is love in the air, and which, like, is pretty, that's standard, you know, color theory. But I think saying that makes that final shot so much more interesting.
So cool with the red, like, and it starts on Gemma and it goes boom, 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 lands on Hallie. Yeah. He goes to her.
It's so good.
Genius.
Yeah. And then they transferred the clip from, like, the final shot to film, and then transferred it back, which is why it looks so cool at the end. Isn't that so cool?
Yeah.
Like, this is what I mean. Like, fans of the show had to wait 3 years in between season one and season two. Season one came out in 2022, which is painful considering how season one ended. But I think season two, they spent that time really kind of building a foundation for what they're going to do with the show later on. So the creators have said we're not going to have to wait that long. Hopefully. I hope when they do it again, they do, like, the similar thing that they did in Grand Central Station. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Such a cool.
They had them, like, in a little box, and they were all working, and it's just, like, such a cool way to market. I think Hallie and Gemma, those two characters, are probably two of my favorite fictional characters to come out of the last, like, 10 years. Like, I know Mark is the main character, but what can I say? Women. Especially what they did with Gemma. Like, my favorite episode of the whole season, besides the finale, was her episode, which I believe was episode 6. And that's where we learn all about her and, like, what's going on with with like her romance. And in that show or in that episode, we just saw so much more of her and so much more like empathy and heart. And it was just, it warmed my heart.
Yeah, I agree. I loved getting to see her and like getting, again, a whole episode dedicated to her was such a good idea, because it almost like got to the point where she's just this like fictional person who's
like an idea.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you know, Mark's whole thing is he has to save her. He's doing everything for her. And it's like, okay, whatever. Is she real? Is she, who is this woman? Yeah. And so I agree. I think it was really cool getting to see her and like getting to understand her as a character.
Mm-hmm. I think the performances of this season are absolutely divine. And I do agree, like Irving, I was really sad that he was sidelined. And I also wanted to see more Christopher Walken, obviously. And I was a little sad by that. But then I was watching the finale and I said this to my roommate who I was watching it with. I was like, I don't really see how he could have fit in. Like, I was trying to picture a finale with Irving involved, and I feel like he would have been anti-blocking Melchick from, you know, doing that. So I don't really know what his role would have been. So I feel like that's a really key reason why they kind of did what they did. They fired him, and then he had to go on the outside world. I really hope he comes back in some regard, any regard. I hope we see more Bert, too, Christopher Walken's character, because he is some lies.
Their chemistry is so crazy. So good.
I just, like, this is also kind of a random thought, but I don't think there are many shows on television where there are many actors who are over the age of 60. Nevertheless, several as main characters. Yeah. Like, I just think that that is so cool, which is, like, again, kind of a random thought. I think, how do you think, where do you think it's going to go?
I have no idea. I couldn't even begin to know. I really liked, I appreciated that this season they kind of expanded on, like, the mythology of the world more. Because, you know, first season, they have kind of all this weird lore that they're dropping. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. It's this weird religious cult thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting to learn more about that this season, I think, was really interesting. Especially with Bert and, like, learning about how he was super Christian and, like, got converted to this and, like, getting pulled into Lumen through that, I think was such a cool way to go about it. And I hope that they kind of expand on that more and get into the, like, the mythology of the world and getting to learn more about that.
Yeah, I completely agree. I also think, like, kind of on a similar note, like, Dylan's arc this season, like, finding out that the reason that he got severed was just because he couldn't hold down a job. Was just like, that made me sad, like genuinely, like a little bit, because that just feels like so accurate and smart for them. Because like, what are some ideas for why people would get severed? And obviously Helly's answer is pretty clear, as is Mark's. But then like in season one, I remember thinking like, why did they do it?
Right.
And I think the fact that he's a family man makes that even more interesting. And I think one of my favorite aspects of this season was the handling of Merritt, is that her name? The wife?
Oh, God, I don't even remember.
We'll go with that. like, his wife's character and, like, how she must feel seeing this man who looks like the man that she loves, but it's not. Like, that must be so weird.
I loved those scenes between them, especially when he proposed. Like, oh, such a sweet story.
Oh, God, it makes my little heart hurt. I definitely think it's going to go the Glasgow block that we see in the Woe's Hollow episode where they go outside for the first time. I think that's going to have something to do with the solution that they find. But I'm a little afraid that no matter what ending they go with, somebody is going to get really upset.
Probably.
So, yeah.
There's no way that they can like fully wrap it up without
killing some innies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, on that note. What are you going to give this season?
I'm going to give it a good... I'm going to give it an 8. I think first season was a 9 or a 10 for me. Mm-hmm. And this, like, expanded on it really well. And I, you know, I love the world. I love the characters. There were some moments where it dipped a little bit. It was a little dull for me. And it kind of meandered a little bit. But, at the end of the day, so good.
No, that's... Yeah, I totally see that. I'm kind of on the flip side. I like season 2 more. Because I did like just seeing more of the world and more of the characters. And I also think as me watching it as it released, those last few episodes, I think really helped that. I'm going to give it like 8.5, 9. Like I am really, I was going to say I'm really enjoying the season as if it's still airing.
Oh, it's over. God.
I was going to, I miss Severance so much.
3 years.
Hopefully like 2.5.
Yeah. fingers crossed.
Hopefully Ben Stiller comes in. All right.
Well, that's all we have for you today. Hopefully we'll see you in 3 years when the next season comes out.
Yeah. Be nice to your Innie.